Kayla, what are you doing?
Listening to the N-Dupe show.
You know you have to be at least 18 to listen.
I know, but it's so funny.
You're right, but just for a few more minutes.
Okay.
You are now in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are now in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are now in deep.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I
smell
it.
Welcome back to another edition of the N-Dupe Show. I am your man, Big D. So glad you could join us. So glad you can be here. I got my IDS crew with me today. I got my man, Big Scotty Love.
Hey, hey, life is love and love is a drink.
Okay. This is...
Love is a what?
Drink.
Battlefield.
Huh?
A drink.
Okay.
Okay. And it's at this time I like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats, put your hands over your heart, and all hail the queen.
Hey, yo. Hey, everybody. Miss you. Mean it. I do miss you.
I never know what the ending part's going to be.
Keep you on your toes.
And then what happens is, so now that I'll be using all throughout the week.
Oh yeah.
You know, hey. But I'll probably be using it in some sort of snarky, sarcastic way.
But love you.
But,
right.
Or you can be like, bye.
That's the famous one.
Where it's like, bye. You don't mean it. But you're just like,
but I mean it.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Love you. Miss you. Mean it.
No doubt. So how's everybody doing?
Man, living his best life.
Hey.
Living his best life. Hey. Theme music is theme music.
Is that your theme music?
Yes.
Okay.
My man, Little Duval. Absolutely.
I think that was everybody's theme for a minute, even if you weren't really living your best life. But Instagram kind of made it seem like you were, or Facebook made it seem like you were.
Yeah. Some people putting on shows. Some people definitely putting on shows.
As long as you're happy.
And that's it. Every day is a great day. You can put 2 feet on the floor.
Hey.
We're gonna get us a little sermon today.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Absolutely. You know, when you put your feet on the floor and you can say, thank you, Lord, for another day amongst the land of the living.
Amen.
Because you could be taking a dirt nap right now.
Catching all the wrong Z's.
You know what I'm saying? On the other side of the dirt.
Amen.
I don't know nobody that's ready for that just yet.
Nah.
Didn't know we was going to church today.
Hallelujah.
But I'm prepared.
Oh, Lord. Oh, boy. I've been here in a while.
Bring it on in.
Yes, God.
Do I need another drink?
You see. It's been a long time since we've been here.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Thank goodness Doc's not here with the tambourine.
Yes.
But I will let you all know the old pastor gonna be retired.
Say it ain't so.
Old pastor gonna be retired.
Take your time.
Say it ain't so.
I'm turning over the pulpit.
Wait a minute now. Wait.
Turning over the pulpit
to one of them young Thundercat preachers.
The deacon Scotty Love.
Hey. Hey, hey now. I just say, we just want to say thank you.
We want to say thank you for all the 22-inch rims and gum-sole Tims and pretty little things that like to wear their club outfit into the church Sunday morning because they took the walk of shame today and Sister Betty Ariola over there. I'm gonna need
you better
to put that back in. Hey,
speak on it.
Girl, here.
Pull your skirt down.
You see, here at the greater Mount Zion, Ebenezer, M&E Hilltop Baptist.
Ooh. Glory.
See, we welcome everybody. Open arms. Openly. Open arms.
The doors of the church are now open.
See? You see? So,
come
on in.
Come home.
Make yourself known. Grab. Make yourself so known that your pin code precedes you.
Yes, we have an ATM in the back of the church.
One day we gonna get Sister Queen to say a couple words.
Not good.
Sister Queen decided she don't want to take the ride.
I don't want no parts of this.
Sister Queen, come on and ride with us.
No, for real.
We got room in the car for you.
I'ma walk. We'll call an Uber. I'm good. But thanks for the offer.
We got the moving escalator for you.
Mm-mm. Oh, no, you don't.
Didn't know we were going to church this morning.
Amen.
Neither did I. Whew, all right.
Amen. Amen and amen.
B, before we move on real quick, you didn't say how you were. You didn't say what was up with yourself.
How you living, bro?
I'm doing all right. As I was telling Queen, we had a bit of a snafu of sorts.
Don't talk about it.
During the taping of our last episode of Dating Sucks. And honestly, y'all, this one was a gut punch. So.
Sound like it was epic.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. It was a good show. It makes me sad.
It was a very good show, but unfortunately, it was lost to the computer. The computer gremlins to never be ever heard by anyone other than those that actually recorded it. So
sad.
We will reconvene as soon as we can, and we will. We'll just move on to the next show. You know, there's no way to recapture that show.
Recapture the moment.
Just going to move on to the next show. So I guess for those that listen to that show, that it's an opportunity for you in case you didn't get any feedback in or questions in that you might have wanted to get on that last show. This is an opportunity for you to jump on board and get that done because we'll probably be taping that within a week. So keep that in mind, Queen. If they want to drop a little something on that show, where could they do that at?
InDeepShow@yahoo.com or 202-7501-IDS 1437.
There you go.
Don't be shy.
Couldn't say no better. But besides that, I'm good. I'm great. It's been a trying week for a brother, but I made it through. Amen. I don't know if it's getting a better control of things, but there was three people that deserved to get punched in their mouth this week, and I withheld, and I'm happy.
with teeth showing or mouth closed?
It doesn't matter. It's going to be same results.
Oh.
Same results. Mm. Most niggas, I know they like to keep the teeth in their mouth. These three niggas want the teeth in their pocket. So. Mm. But,
Why do you, went around that?
Yeah.
That's called growth, brother. That's called growth.
I feel so good. I feel so good.
Mm. Growth.
Well, you can control yourself.
Mm-mm-mm.
In the midst of calamity.
So we, gonna jump right on in this one with 2 feet.
Absolutely.
Let's.
I got some flippers on.
Whoa. Okay. Well, okay.
Can you swim?
Absolutely.
Why can't you hold your breath?
Mm.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop.
Yeah, what's the scoop, like, Greg? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, like, Greg? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, like, Greg? This one is it.
Queenie Queen.
Hey, yo.
I hate to put you on the spot.
Oh, boy.
But being that you are the only queen in the studio, the only one that I can come to. Well, actually, I mean, you know, we as men enjoy it as well. But it's more associated with the ladies. Especially ladies like yourself that are self-professed members of the Top Shelf Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And not to get personal, but has there ever been an incident where, you know, in that moment of passion, like us guys, occasionally we get, you know, some unpleasant teeth.
Mm. No.
Mm. You know, all teeth are pleasant. I'm right there with your sister. Mm.
High five.
I'm right there with your sister.
Okay, but anyway.
And I'll be getting back to forget that yo, because that was the answer to one of their questions.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I enjoy them. Anyway, well, unfortunately, for the mother of little 8-month-old Zhao Bo, I think his last name is Bao. Zhao Bao? Oh, yeah, whatever.
Bao, probably Bao.
Bao. Yep. She don't appreciate the teeth. And she let little Zhao understand that she didn't appreciate the teeth during a feeding session.
I'm scared where this is going.
By not slapping him, not spanking him, but stabbing him upwards of 120 times with a pair of scissors.
Oh my gosh.
Now listen. Ladies, I know.
It's like postpartum.
I know.
Long on the post.
Man, listen. All over. I mean, if you can picture a body part, there was probably a stab over there.
Oh, no.
Like, real life. But. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Private area. Hey, man.
Just, ate my soul.
Oh, no.
I mean, I don't understand. What's going on, but...
In excess of 100 times?
Yeah, man.
She was mad. She was big mad.
She was beyond big
mad. What a pair of scissors, though.
Probably the closest thing she could find.
Yeah.
Just got finished on an outfit.
Poor baby. I'm like, 8 months. Maybe she should have stopped the... Okay.
But maybe
I don't have a baby.
Maybe she should have stopped the feed, because
that's
I'm quite
saying.
Sure when this escalated.
Poor just said thank you. Boy. As Queen and I have.
I mean, we talk.
I mean, but I'm saying.
Something. I mean, we're talking different.
Still,
it's, than it's, we. But
The pleasure talking about principle.
I mean, clearly not for her.
There's a moment of, God damn it, don't do that again. Mm-hmm. There's that moment of,
but
motherfucker, let me smoke a cigarette.
Baby.
I dig it.
So, that, I'm like I said, that had to be like postpartum.
With the first 18 in his mouth.
Just saying, I mean, baby's like flossing at that point.
I mean, 8 months? He's working out the
you
kinks.
You got teeth.
Yeah, he got teeth.
Right.
8 months, you're not working out no kinks.
You're working out the kinks. You just got them choppers. You don't know what they all they do.
Either way, it's a baby.
I mean, clearly he's breastfeeding, so he ain't had him a steak or nothing yet.
But he don't have a clue of what he, you know.
Right, it's a baby.
Yeah, he, you know.
Right.
To be honest with you, that's sad all the way around.
Absolutely.
Because, because clearly the mom is going through something. And
but
then,
I'm quite sure that this wasn't the first time where he done clamped down.
But
I think this had to be something
child
that
was exploring.
This was building up.
Maybe. Well, that's what I said. I think that maybe the mom, you know, maybe had baby blues or something was going on. Because,
scissors? And
I'm just guessing it was probably the closest thing she could probably find.
But I'm just, 100 over, at least 100 stay. I mean, 200.
Please tell me she in jail or in a mental facility.
She got to be in a facility.
Something.
At the time of the report, her whereabouts were
unknown. What?
Damn, where's the daddy?
To what you just said, well, clearly he was, he was not mentioned in the story. Goddamn deadbeat dads. You know this kid's probably gonna be a Cowboys fan now, right? Yeah.
The kid is alive?
Oh yeah. Oh
you should have led with that.
He took it like a trooper. He was like, Mama, that's all you got?
Oh my gosh. I just assumed that baby was dead.
He's like, Ma, that's all you got. You can't come with more than some scissors.
It must have been like the kid scissors.
Yeah, it's the little, the blade is only this long.
Or it's
just
dull.
It's just like, it just.
You can't even cut paper with it.
No.
I'm like, how that baby live?
Because it's, you know, on the edge.
That's what's up.
Child.
That baby better go on to do great things.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, the neighbors have, asked the local government to, you know.
Cane her.
Take Zhao away from the mother.
What do you mean? Yeah.
To which the government.
That should already be done.
And the government said. No. The baby won't stay.
Huh?
Wait, I'm confused. I thought the mom, ran.
Can't be found.
Whenever she surfaces, I guess she's going to get her baby.
I hope that's the okie doke where they're like, oh, no, nothing's going to happen to you, girl. You come on back. It's fine. You're fine.
A series of soldiers with some canes in their hand waiting on her.
Or a straitjacket.
No. Caning.
Ain't it? I don't know. She needs some help.
They're probably going to put her in some sort of breast glory hole situation.
What
the hell?
Somebody is nipples. Ripping some fingernails off one at a time.
Well, as I said, little Zhao is doing all right. He is a soldier.
Wow, that's amazing.
His two uncles have taken custody for him and are taking care of him. I don't know why it was important to put in the story that they work in the recyclables industry.
I don't
know if that helps
Zhao
in any way.
No, it doesn't.
Or maybe it just leads the police to let you know where you should start your search for the mother.
Little Zhao is on the mountaintop. Taking in some form of secret art.
He is called this nibble style.
Some type of ninja.
That's crazy.
Shouts out to my man Zhao.
Man,
I hope to meet him one day.
Man of 100 stabs.
That's crazy.
Okay. Wow.
Moving on.
I was going to say, I'm going to go to another crazy story, which I think is crazy.
Okay.
So, I know y'all watch sports. You watch football. Uh-huh. You know probably who the coach of the Florida Gators is.
Okay.
Dan Mullen.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know what the record is, because to me that's not even important. What's important and weird to me is his wife, Megan Mullen, when the team comes off a bus, Megan decides to either kiss them on the, on the mouth, on the cheek. She gives them a hug. And to me, I think all of that shit screams Me Too. And it is very inappropriate. But so far, from what I hear, none of the players are really saying anything. And I don't think they're saying anything because they're like, well, I'm on the Florida Gators, and this is very important, and this could be maybe my ticket to the NFL. But I think, okay, if these weren't, you know, guys, and it was like a male coach kissing little, you know, like women in the mouth,
he would be under the jail.
Right. So, I
he
mean,
he would be under the jail, right?
That's what I'm saying. So, I feel like this is inappropriate all the way around. I mean, I know you guys played sports, you know, back in the day. So, how would you feel if you were coming off the bus and the coach's, like, wife, I mean, and, you know, I don't talk about people's looks. I mean, it's not like she's like supermodel-y, good looking. And even if she was, I still think this shit is inappropriate. She can look like somebody's grandmother. I still think this is inappropriate. So what do you think? Like, if you were coming off the bus and the coach's wife was meeting
It's not gonna happen.
It's so, but how would you would you do
at that age? Excuse me, at that age and that time. Oh, I'm plotting on. I'm smashing.
But that's probably what's going on. There's some smashing going on.
It's a possibility.
But, I mean, you can tell some of those guys look really, really uncomfortable.
I mean, she might, you know, on the way to the game, she might have put that little
supposedly extra
like
shot
after
around.
The game.
Like, good luck.
Yeah. No, we ain't going to be able to do that one.
She put a couple extra shots of rum in her coffee that morning. And
no, she does it all the time.
Grabbed a bottle of wine.
She does it all the time. She says she thinks these kids are like her surrogate kids. So she does it all the time. It's not like it's every once in a while.
But she's kissing them in the mouth.
I've seen the video. Some in the mouth. Some on the cheek.
Kissing them on the cheek or something.
No, I'm telling you. Some of them in the mouth. Some of them on the cheek. Some of them she's like holding their face and talking to them. You can clearly see some of them are very, very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Well, has anything been done?
So far, new. No,
it's all gravy.
She says it's important that she do this because she wants them to know that they have a mother figure.
Hmm. We call it MILF.
Mm-hmm. I'm like... Well, again, if you see her.
Absolutely.
It ain't an arm candy situation, but it could be a pincushion situation.
I don't know. I just think, like I said, in the era of Me Too and just period, if that was my child being manhandled by a woman or woman handled, that's not appropriate to me.
I know that would turn into a situation.
Like, I'm going to have to fight you. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to see you putting your lips on my
child.
No.
And then you kissing all of them. Not just one player. All of the players.
So
either in the mouth, on the cheek.
Hugging them, touching them. Yeah.
So I know this is very irrelevant. But, like, suppose one of them players' girlfriends had an issue with it and stepped to her. Would she be wrong?
To me, no. Uh-huh. I mean, he might be mad.
But she gonna get drugged.
I mean, really.
It depends on the type of girl it is, too. Because, you know, you got some girlfriend. It don't make a difference who. It could be somebody's.
Hey, Scotty, how funny would that be? They pull up to the game and you see players going out the emergency exit. And they getting off the bus. They kicking out the emergency windows.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be the last kid on the bus. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Maybe she'll forget I'm on here. I'll be the last one off.
No, that back door is getting open. Preferably the back door to the bus.
Well, let me ask
there's an emergency exit somewhere that you, hey, that joint is getting open.
How would you approach the situation where you would tell either the coach or you would tell her or you get somebody to tell her, like, this is inappropriate? Or would you just say anything?
I really believe the coach already know this.
No, it's clear. It's on video. He knows it. I'm just saying, if you guys were players and this was happening to you, what would you do?
Again.
And the back door is not an option.
Jesus.
You cannot go out the exit door. That's not an option. You got to get off the bus. I mean, and know she's going to be there.
Knowing myself, I probably, at the first time, meet it with, I don't want to use the word passive-aggressive, because that's not always a bad thing. People have used passive-aggressive to be always bad.
It depends on the definition of passive-aggressive.
I would do something sort of body language-wise to kind of let her know, you know, I'm good. You know, now I'm not going to give her the Heisman off the break.
Yeah.
But like when I'm coming off and I see her, you know.
A good stiff arm to the forehead.
You know, position myself or extend my hand first or something.
She's like, no, we hug around here.
You know. Like I said, I'm going to give her that the first one.
Right.
Second one, you know, I'm got to let her know I'm uncomfortable with this.
Right.
And then beyond that, if it can't be taken care of.
You got to be pushed down in the mud.
You know.
So you talking about pushing the coach's wife down in the mud?
Absolutely. And then let the chips fall where they may, because I am not. Not the first time. Maybe the second. First, hey, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm not feeling this. No. You know
it can
what I'm
be
saying?
Uncomfortable.
Hey, here you go. I just want, no. Second time, and you still want to keep doing this?
I'm going to push her.
Because I've already told you, stop.
Right.
I'm not feeling this. And I'm not going to sit here and just, you know, not that, you know, because I'm not a proponent of violence.
Sure.
But I got to, you know,
you
got
to
get the point. Yeah. Cause
and you need boundaries.
You within my.
Yeah.
But you know, my personal space there.
Yeah, it makes me feel bad for the players, because it's like I said, you can clearly see on video that some of them are really uncomfortable. And I'm sure probably all of them are uncomfortable, but some of them are really.
Right, but at
really
some point in some time, when is the head coach going to step up and be like, hey.
It flashes me to all the gymnasts with, I can't think of the trainer's name at the second, but it flashes me to the gymnast where it was like they were telling them, like, this is, you know, this is not right. This is a little uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them, you know, still had to go to. I think his name was Larry something.
I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah. So a lot of them still kind of went, you know,
that trainer
to do
they
it.
Were talking about, yeah.
Yeah, to go to the trainer.
Because supposedly he's the quote unquote the best
right.
at the time.
But a lot of them knew it was not right and it was a little uncomfortable, so they weren't really sure what to do or what to say. But then they went to people and were like, yeah, this is not right. I'm uncomfortable. And they were like, uh-huh, yeah. But, I mean, this is, like, what he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
He's trying to get you to the next level.
Right. You know, and so that's what I'm saying. It's just kind of like, you know, you got to pay attention, and it just seems so weird and uncomfortable. And
some look like they're enjoying it.
Yeah. Well, because it's like sometimes it's just really like,
mm-hmm.
She didn't always.
A couple of them.
That's what I said. She didn't always kiss people on the mouth or kiss them on the cheek. Sometimes she had a conversation with them and she would talk to them and touch them. Like in that picture, you know, she had her
hand on one of the boys.
You know,
I'm thinking the ones that you know went ahead and went along with it might be some other actions going on.
It could be, it could be just they're just uncomfortable and it's a. You know, a thing of power, and it's like I don't want to say anything because it's like I'm playing for the Florida Gators and I want to go to the NFL. You know what I mean?
You know,
so
I want
to rock the boat. Boys can do me too as well.
If it wasn't to a point where people were like seriously disturbed to move by it, I would somehow turn this into a slump buster situation. And like you know, those who are not familiar with what a slump buster is, like when a team. Is not doing good or you're in a losing streak or whatever, they'll usually make, like, for instance, like in baseball, if a pitcher is just having a bad set of outings, he got to go get with the nasty chick to get it off of him.
Mm-hmm.
So I would make somebody on the bus sort of the slump buster, like, all right, look, you're getting off first, and you're going to distract her for a while we run off the bus behind you. I'm pretty sure it's going to be the kicker or the punter.
Put kicker or the punter, yeah. So somebody on special teams.
Somebody going to get that. And you're going to have to sit there and talk and get fondled and slobbed down and everything while we
or the long
run snapper. This 4-4-40 behind
the,
you.
Maybe the long snapper. Because, you know, he don't get but maybe 4 plays a game, the long snapper.
So he's the lucky one.
He's going to be the, yeah.
Hey, or bro, unlucky one.
You got to take one for the team.
Yeah. Okay, so another thing before we move on to you, Scotty. I just wanted real quick, since we have a little bit of time. Did you hear the whole T.I. and his daughter story about he's taking his daughter to the gyno randomly? I don't even know if it's monthly, because I'm like, I don't even as a grown person go to the gyno monthly. Unless something, somebody's about to die. Unless something's like, you know, popping, you don't really go to the gyno like that often. You know what I'm saying? But so he takes his 18-year-old daughter still to the gynecologist just to make sure she is still a virgin. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, in between time, his, 14-year-old son has already had sex. And he's like, whoop, whoop, celebration on that. But yet you're taking your 18-year-old daughter and trying to have agency over her body. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, first of all, you 18. I don't even understand why the doctor's talking to you. But
that's a control thing.
Man. Right. So I'm going to go to you first, B.
Well, even though I don't necessarily agree with it, I guess to speak on the whole the situation of the difference between throwing the sex party for the son or the party for him having had sex or whatever for the son and doing this for the daughter, it's a separate set of rules. You protect the princess with everything.
You can protect her with everything, but that don't mean you have to go.
I'm not saying it's right.
Right.
I'm just saying the mentality.
Sure.
I mean, even in my situation with my son and daughter, I mean, you know I allowed my son more bounds than I do with my daughter. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even when it came down to simple stuff like taking the school bus to school, I was like, yeah, I'm taking you to school. Just, you know what I'm saying? It just was what it was. It was like you just have sort of that built-in thing to you take care of the princess. You know what I mean? Again, I don't agree with it. I don't think it's right. But what I did hear from, what was I listening to? Sway in the Morning, where there was someone that was a sexpert of sorts. And, you know, they made the point of this could be T.I.'s past catching up with him, because he knows all of the dirt and the crud that he did to women coming up. And so now it's affecting him, like, you know, I don't want no one doing that to her. And so this might be something that he needs to get over. But I didn't know. You said she's 18?
Yeah, 18. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, what's the Privacy Act on that? Doesn't that kick in? Yeah, HIPAA. Doesn't that kick in?
I would have honestly thought after, I mean, it's so far from me now, but I thought it was like about 16 where the doctor starts asking, like, you know, I mean, not saying T.I. was in the room with them, but, you know, I thought like at 16, I thought maybe something would kick in, but damn sure by 18.
Right.
You know, unless she's, you know, the doctor shouldn't have any involvement.
Right. If she wants to volunteer to info.
Yes, sir. She still is. Right. You know what I mean? Mm. You know, so it may be up to her. And from what I hear also, too, doesn't seem like she's so comfortable with it either, because they were saying on social media, people were making comments that were like, you know, what the hell, T.I.? Like, why are you doing this to her? And she was liking the comments. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it seems like it should be a thing, you know, that she's uncomfortable too.
How did this even get out?
He talked about it on a podcast.
He talked about, okay.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the podcast, but it was a podcast with, I want to say, 2 or 3 ladies or women. And I don't know how that came up, but he openly talked about it on the podcast. I mean, of course, and if it wasn't for the podcast and him talking about it, we wouldn't have known about it. And I think in his mind, I don't think he thought it was a really big deal, and I don't think he thought it was going to blow up in the way that it blew up, but it is really a big, big deal on social media.
Yeah, it's a lot being talked about, yeah, you know, as far as that's concerned.
I mean, it's a double standard.
We as
14, 18.
You know, yeah, but we as fathers, we got this duty that we got to protect our daughters and try to keep them pure at all costs. Whereas, you know, our sons, yeah, you know, we kind of applaud, you know what I'm saying? Might not, some do it openly, but for the most part, a lot of them do it, you know, like they might say, hey, you know, you really shouldn't do it, but in the same token, hey, good job, you know, because you got, we got these certain ideals on how our son should be. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want them, you know, we don't want them possibly playing for the other team. You know, that's just the reality of it. However, you know, you trying to keep your daughter pure because of, you know, you've been that teenage boy, you know what I'm saying, that's trying to, you know, get whatever out of this, you know, out of these girls.
So, but at what point do you have to have faith in your child and know that he or she is going to do the right thing?
You're absolutely
and
right.
And even if they do they the or know, even if they do the wrong thing, but you know, you're still supposed to be, as the parent, there to protect them and, you know, and still guide them through the situation, because you have been there yourself and you've done some shitty, you know, cruddy things.
Yeah, but
you
I
know,
haven't.
You can only,
you know,
talk
I'm
to your
saying,
child and tell them.
I'm not saying I condone it. I know by no stretch of the imagination do I say I condone what he's doing, but I understand why he's doing it. From a father, you know,
we
from
can talk
a,
about this off.
Yeah,
because I don't.
I mean,
understand.
Just from a father's aspect, you know, we want to make, you know, we want our, we got this certain, for back of a letter word, a better word, fairy tale, or what we want our daughters, you know, to save themselves for their husband, or da 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 da. Whereas, you know, your son, you know,
she 18.
He running the streets.
But I'm saying,
he doing what
well,
he
you
do.
Got a 14-year-old versus an 18-year-old. Mm-hmm. She damn near like, she like
she's
an adult.
Almost an adult. She's basically an adult.
Right.
If she was in the military, she would be an adult.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. I mean, granted,
and I'm not saying it's okay.
Liquor. No, I didn't. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying you're doing that.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's okay. It's just, yeah, like I said, I don't condone it. You know, to me, I think that's a little, you know, you're doing a little too much. Mm-hmm. However, I understand why he's doing it. You know
man,
what I'm saying?
I don't get it.
Mm. You know.
I mean, and she needs to, you know, as an 18-year-old, and granted, I shouldn't be really saying that she needs to, but as an 18-year-old, you can be like, hey, there's HIPAA laws, you right. know, and I don't need to tell you whether my hymen is intact or not.
That's
you know
a
what I mean? She's going
to
put, to
him,
me,
that's
she's going to push
him. For him
exactly. Though. She's going to push her into he's probably doing something shady or doing something bad that she don't
and,
even really
exactly.
want to do.
Just like what they say about preacher's kids. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because
they,
wild. Yeah, because they, you know, they try to shelter mm-hmm. them so much from. Mm-hmm. from the real world, and then as soon as they get out, they get on their own, and
right.
boom.
Right.
And next thing you know, they done had three babies or something, you know, because you done sheltered them so much. Or, you know, they you know, drinking and smoking on a regular basis, you know. It's just,
mm-hmm. you know, the crazy you, part
is
about
it, there's
it.
It's a delicate balance. Mm-hmm.
The crazy part about it is what, when I first heard the story, I only got a piece of it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, T.I., I thought T.I. was on some different shit. Like, he was doing self-checks of sorts. And I was like, what the fuck? And I'm glad
that,
I had
that's
went
a little
and
too
I
far,
heard,
yeah.
right, I was like, huh?
That would be too far if you went there doing self-check.
So
yeah, you borderline.
I was clutching pearls when I first heard that shit.
That would have been
what to his daughter?
Yeah, you would have been borderline about to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Borderline,
bro. That's how he was going
unless
with it.
Have,
that's back to the Me Too shit.
Unless
we're
you have the Kelly legal team.
Mm-hmm. No, at least well, from what I know, I don't think he has any. Well, okay. Anyway, I don't want to get started on that band, that Bama. I'm like, I don't have that much time in my day, so. Sir,
well, I'm gonna come from a more serious note, because in lieu of Veterans Day is coming up tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and I came across a story, and this is something. Even though I'm a veteran, I didn't know this about the soldiers that guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. What they deal with, like you, I think like when there's a reasoning behind they do everything. Like say for instance, when they're guarding the tomb, mm-hmm. they only take 21 steps. They take 21 steps, they hesitate for 21 seconds, then they turn around and they take another 21 steps. Reason being, that is the equivalent of the 21 steps of a 21 gun salute, mm-hmm. okay. which is the highest honor for military as well as foreign dignitaries is concerned. Mm-hmm. So I found that to be real interesting. As well as what they, the work and the time that they put into it. When you try to apply for that tour of duty, you're there. Once you apply and you get accepted, you're there for 2 years. But there's certain criteria that you have to follow while you're doing it. Mm-hmm. Take for instance, you're only out there for 30 minutes. Guarding the tomb, but the barracks are underneath the tomb. They've built a barracks for you to be underneath the tomb, and you do that for, that's a 2-year stint. You're there for 2 years. The first 6 months you're not allowed to watch TV. You're only to study the 175 patrons that are lucky enough to be a part of that. And you have to know where they're buried in Arlington National Cemetery.
That's a big place.
Yes.
Yeah, my uncle's there.
Mm-hmm. When it's my time, I'll be lucky to be there as well, yeah. as a veteran.
My dad wants to be there too.
Mm-hmm. Just some of the things that they go through, they're not allowed to cuss for the next 2 years, and then after that they're not allowed for the rest of their lives. They're supposedly not allowed to cuss.
Oh, I don't know.
And or drink. So I know
well, I'm out.
Yeah, me too. And I'm quite sure this one is too.
Yeah, yeah. He out.
Definitely. Not allowed to
I'm
drink.
For him.
What are you talking about?
Bruh.
I can motherfucking stop cussing any motherfucking time I want.
But what about the drinking part?
He's like, hey man, put me in the desert.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, as well as other criteria, certain like such as they can be anywhere from 5'10 to 6'1, but they have to have a 30-inch waist.
Damn. Okay. Well, I have to tap out of that too.
Me too. And even if I was in high school, even when I was in the military, I didn't have a 30-inch waist. So I already know that leaves me out.
Why?
They got a certain statute of what the soldier is supposed to look like and how the uniform fits on the soldier while they're there. Hmm.
That is a real commitment.
It is.
Like a serious.
Absolutely. Yeah. And for crazy, like I said, commitment. For the first 6 months, you're not allowed to watch TV or speak to anyone.
How do they know?
Because that's all you're there to, from, you're doing from the, you're going from your 30 minute tour outside, mm-hmm. then back to the barracks.
I mean, but if I have a phone, how do they know I'm not sneaking?
I think you're not having any type of, you're not supposed to have any type of comment. You know, they didn't expound on that, but there's like no type of communication like that.
Damn.
So for the first 6 months,
to really want to do that, because that's worse than being in jail. At least jail, they got TV.
But you also take that it's such an honor.
True.
To be a part of that.
Yeah, I mean, you have to really,
such an honor.
You know, I don't know. I think joining the military, period, you have to really want to have that honor, that dedication, mm-hmm. just, you know, be a great human being.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and we do, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, going in, mm-hmm. you know, you don't know what you're getting at first when you go in. But once you get there, when you're taught, you know, the code, you're taught the dedication, you're taught what it means to, you know, serve for this country, even though that there's some reasoning behind, you know, we shouldn't be serving for this country, but just being a part of the military itself, and that's in any of the four branches. You know, like they got specially made shoes so that no matter whether it's hot or whether it's cold, their feet are very comfortable. The metal that's put into the shoes so that when they do the about face and you hear the click,
mm-hmm.
you know, just going to see it. And when you see them, that is, yeah. it's an amazing spectacle.
Like I was telling you, because of my uncle, mm-hmm. I've actually seen it in person.
It is, it's such an amazing thing. But also, then I'm looking at back in 2003 when it was Hurricane Isabel was about to hit landfall here, and they government shut down with the well, not the government, but the senators and the House of Representatives. Took a couple days off. They gave permission for the guards not to, because in view of the weather that was about to take place. So they said, no, we're not gonna ask y'all to do it. The guards, they said, no, we're gonna do it regardless. We're gonna do it because this is an honor for us.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they were soaked to the bone, everybody performed their duty those every 30 minutes, even as the winds and the water came through. So me, myself, like I said, I salute those soldiers that are doing it and have been doing it. I think that's when I was reading that, I felt, a sense of pride, mm-hmm. hearing what they do and how they're doing it. It was something real big to me, especially me being a veteran and myself, and you know, just seeing that. And then they get a lapel pin, that they keep on them when they, as far as their active duty, and they wear that so that people know that they did serve as soldiers, as soldiers of God, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
That's dope.
So that was my thing. Like I said, because it's Veterans Day coming up, and that's why I was, I really was, I felt real good about reading that.
Yeah, I mean, we do have people that are currently serving. Mm-hmm. We have people that have served that listen to, to the show.
So
man, shout out to them.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your service.
Thank you for your service.
If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to sit here in the studio and do this.
Absolutely.
And, and walk around and live our lives if it wasn't for them.
So I salute all my fellow active duty as well as veteran brothers and sisters.
Okay, I was going to say you better
I would never leave this.
I was going to say I was going to fight you.
I'd never leave the women out ever. No, they serve an integral part of this as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Come on, big.
And with that, we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back.
Ain't no talking when they talking, so shut the fuck up. The In Deep Show is on now.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Thank you for pressing play. Thank you for sharing the show. You know how to reach us, indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437. Subscribe, whether it's to Facebook or to indeepshow.com, so that way you know when our shows pop up. You got this one. Guy Dating Sucks, question mark. You got the un. And perhaps another show that I can't really talk about, and I probably shouldn't have said anything because I don't know when it's going to happen. But just if you subscribe, it'll pop up, and then you'll already be prepared, and you'll be like, oh, snap, a new show has popped up. Let me push play. Let's do it. So, all right, let's get into this topic or this questione. What you got? No, like, why are you looking at me?
I was daydreaming. I was, when you were saying you'd be notified when the show pops up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'd be so awesome if like someone sends a video of them in their office in their cubicle, and then they get the alert that there's a new show, and they just stand up in the middle of their office. Oh fuck! A new show's up. Motherfuckers out here losing their job.
I mean, maybe not the cursing part, but I mean, that would be pretty great of you to do that. So,
okay, so today's question came from just one of those casual conversations that you're having with the fellas that turns into a grand debate. And it got to the point where we were just like asking random strangers, which turned to be sort of awkward because of the nature of the question. But it's a simple question, and it's this. When two men are passing in a crowded area, should they pass face to face, back to back, one's front, one's back? What is the appropriate way of two men passing each other in a crowded area where you are going to make contact? There's no avoiding it. You are going to brush each other as you pass.
I would assume face to face, like a regular ass person, because if you do back to back, your junk is still going to be on his butt. Is that the problem?
Back to back is butt to butt.
Oh,
I mean, like, who gives a shit?
Clearly, guys do, because as you started talking, Scotty started shaking his head like, hell nah.
I mean, okay, who cares?
So
you rather touch butts?
So we kind of have broken down to, are y'all sword fighting? Are y'all butt bumping?
That's what I'm saying.
Is one a giver and one receiver? Pick your poison.
Touching backs.
It's back to back?
Back to back, brother. Mm-mm. There will be no sword fighting of any kind.
I mean, like, the other dude probably is not thinking that. They're probably just walking past you, so y'all still going.
It's like a unwritten man lie.
Because I'm going to try to tell you. If you think the other dude don't care, walk past another dude, and then the second you pass him, look over your shoulder and right see back. What his face is looking like.
Lies.
I'm trying to tell you, Creed. It's an issue.
Yeah.
It's an
that's like in you in a bathroom or restroom, and there's multiple stalls. There's no, you use this one and somebody come right next and use that one. It has to be unless there's like,
we talking about like the urinals. Football game. Yeah, we talking about urinals, yeah, and there's like eight joints open, and you got to come stand next to me.
That's out of all them empty urinals, why are you standing right next to me?
It's an issue.
I assume that was a rhetorical question.
It's a question that's often asked in the situation.
I can understand. I mean, now that to me makes sense. To me, that from I've heard from dudes forever that is an unspoken rule that needs to be a urinal in between the two of you. But I'm talking about you in a crowd and it's a lot of people. Do you give each other eye contact? Like, you turning around this way, you going to turn around that way? Which way you going to turn? I mean, like,
you don't even have to have eye contact. If you already know that there's going to be some sort of brushing against each other, it's like you just automatically.
I mean, because why can't you just wait for him to pass and you just like get out, kind of like squish?
Where
like,
you going?
You know what I'm saying? See how
where
squish?
You going?
But I'm saying, but see how I'm squished like this? You just wait for him to pass and then you go.
You see, I attempt that to try to announce, hey, excuse me, bro. Yeah. And to see what his reaction is. And I'll usually feed off of that.
Mm-hmm. What if he turns and face you and he's like, yes?
Yeah, okay. If he turns, that's what I'm saying. If he turns face, I'm going to say, excuse me, bro, I'm coming through. But at that point, what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my hands to now physically make a buffer and be like, excuse me.
Were you?
Now, if you want to be
grabbing him by the shoulder, or what are you doing with your hands?
Yeah, I'm going to use my hand wherever I can comfortably. Like this.
It could be arms, right at the bicep. Hey,
yeah, I'm just going to, you know, because
like with all of that, no.
Oh, you're touching him.
Yeah, I'm not grabbing him. I'm just going to put a little.
Got to put some space.
No closer than this.
Got to be some space in between.
Right.
There ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Got to be some space in between.
Now. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to create some. Like, mm-hmm. wherever he might be talking to on the other side here, get closer to them. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, again, the question was, if there is just no space and you guys are going to brush each other.
Back to back.
Okay. I have to pay attention
to that. I think optimally what do they call it on Modern Family? A moon landing? Is
Oh, yeah.
Is probably sort of the best thing, like, excuse me, bro. But
that or Modern Family was funny because they touch butts,
absolutely,
like bare butts.
They was bare butt, but yeah.
They were in a locker room.
Yeah. Nah, it's never gonna get that crowded in the locker room where we. Yeah.
Well, they were so uncomfortable and so like, ooh, like they didn't know. And there was one of those awkward moments where it was like they were trying not to touch, where they tried so hard not to touch, they
end up touching,
right?
Yeah.
Well, I would be really interested to hear what Stone got to say about that. Kmart and BTG. I would be very, very, like, interested. Oh, and of course, Rude Boy, because, you know, Rude Boy got something to say about it.
I definitely would like to hear from them, but I would definitely like to hear, because it's an interesting point coming from, like, how you said your initial reaction was, it's not a big deal.
What's the big deal?
I would like to hear from more ladies. Like, do they agree? Is it just not a big deal? Are we just being big kids?
Yep.
Or are we being...
Because I'm roughing you off. I don't care. Man, woman, child.
Call it what you want.
Move it.
Two dudes and...
Move it.
I don't want to use my position being in the club as examples, because...
I've seen you in the club.
There are times where I have to take control of the situation. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if you see me coming through and you not going to make some space, then I'm going to make you the receiver in this matter. And so,
you know what I'm saying? I've seen you.
So,
well, I mean, hey, that's a different type of situation right there. But, you know, just off the humble... People trying to pass by.
And I'm not even talking about I'm not even talking about me having to get to a situation. Mm-hmm. You know who I am. You know why I'm there. You know I got to keep moving through here. Mm-hmm. You see me coming,
and you just,
because we've made eye contact of sorts. Whatever.
You just gonna take it upon yourself.
Gonna keep boogieing and shit like this space is unpassable.
Okay. Well, you may end up on the other side of the dance floor.
Fuck around and hit the motherfucking DJ booth.
Oh, then you know everybody gonna fight you. Right. I was like, everybody gonna fight you.
Can you move away from the bump of the third table?
Everybody fighting you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's, that was a question. I got one more quick one that I want to put out there. Okay. And this was, I guess, is more for the football heads or whatever. And again, it was a similar situation. Just a light, something that came up that kind of got a little bit bigger. Who's going to last longer? Tom Brady or Bill Belichick? Or are they going out together?
That's an interesting question.
Well, what do you think?
I think they may end up going out together, because I think as long as Bill is, Tom will be there. And as long as he can keep Tom upright and keep these defenders off of him.
So Bill's going to be Phil Jackson. Mm-hmm. Joining them gone, I'm out of here too. Mm-hmm. Wow. I think if he does that, he tarnishes his legacy.
Think so?
I think so. I mean, it's a little tarnish is not going to do anything to it. But there's going to be, just like how Phil is carrying the fact that, you know, it was Jordan and Pippen and them, and then it was Kobe and Shaq and them. You know, he went to where that power, those powerhouses were. He never stuck around.
He never went to the Wizards.
Shit.
As much as I love all my own
team. You not going to come for my scrappy little youngins this year. Man, we can talk like, about last year's
it's
Wizards.
It's not like he came
2018 to the Wizards. We can talk about
he gonna that. Come, he going with
my little he 2019
puppy. He got a look, within 2 years, he's in a championship.
Yeah, for sure.
But not here. Nah. Just be honest, not here.
Leave my puppies alone. Man.
I mean, I know this is the district of champions right now, but we still got a couple teams that need to pick their pace up.
Still got a couple. We still got a couple redheaded stepchildren.
Still got a couple need to pick their pace up.
Yes. But, Queen, what you think? Any thoughts on that? Bill Belichick, Tom Brady.
I don't care.
Are they attached at the hip?
I can tell you. As soon as you ask the question, I see the look on her face. I don't care. Wouldn't make
I mean, I'd say shout out to the Nationals.
Absolutely.
Okay. Forget them.
World
I don't
series champs.
Don't care about them at all.
I can dig it. And it's like, well, I mean, that's, you know, that's what I have for you, Negroes and Negrettes. Tis what it is. So, again, if you want to chime in on any of that, 202-750-1437 is where you can leave a message. If you're one of those people that you have your thought together and then you start to record it and then you start kind of getting, you know, caught up with your words or whatever, you can also use the voice recording device on your phone to record it and take as many takes as you want until you get one that you're comfortable with. And then you can email it to us, indeepshow@yahoo.com. We can play it for you that way. Just whatever will make you comfortable. If you want to send your written email, you can do that as well. Bottom line, we want to hear from you.
Absolutely.
We want to hear from you.
Oh. Absolutely. You know what? I want to also send a shout out to Rashani from Single Summercast.
Hey.
Haven't, you know, heard from my peeps in a while. Hope everybody's, you know, hope he's doing good. Everybody on the squad is doing good.
Right. Once again, to all my active duty military personnel, as well as our female and male veterans, we salute you.
Okay, so we're gonna go right into one finger, two fingers, Scotty.
Two fingers for all the vets. I don't have no one fingers today. I'm good.
Okay.
Going to bank the one finger. Queenie Queen.
Save it.
Let's see. Two fingers. I can't think either. So, I mean, I would say save them for the vets, too. Two fingers for the vets. Thank you so much for your service.
Amen.
Shout out to my dad, cousins, people that listen, people that I don't know. People that are overseas listening to us, because there are people overseas that listen to us too.
Absolutely.
So shout out to them. One finger. I feel like this is like a, I don't know, like I do this all the time, but one finger to the people that don't leave their house in enough time to get to where they have to go, and so they are assholes on the road, and they do the most. While I'm trying to get to where I'm going, I'm not in a hurry. Don't kill me, please. So, shout out to those people, and one finger for them.
Ooh.
On each hand.
Boom, boom.
Double deuce.
Or, I know you wanted to also do for John Witherspoon. Bang, bang. Rest in peace to him.
Rest in peace, Charles Witherspoon.
Absolutely. I'm going to give my two fingers to my mom and dad. Right. This was the week of my mom's birthday. So rest in peace and happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Mom.
And the reason why I'm doing that, again, as I stated earlier, I'm liking these new filters that I'm finding, these new restraints, these new trains of thoughts. They sort of remind me of things that my parents used to tell me back in the day when I was a little bit more rambunctious.
Okay. Starting to see a lot of it come to fruition.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Definitely. Cool. Two fingers to them. Cool. Love you, love you, love you. One finger for people. This is going to be kind of touchy because I'm talking about a specific situation, so it may not apply to whomever is listening. But one finger to people that have had something happen to them and are just hell-bent to not let it go, and you're going to judge everybody by that one thing that happened to you and then in an attempt to make everyone else's life miserable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One finger to you. I mean... Yeah. Again, I know there's some people that's gone through some traumatic stuff and it's literally changed your life and the way you go about things. So I'm definitely not talking to you. I'm talking about a specific person. I almost fucked up.
I know. Ooh. I'm about to kick you in your kneecap.
I'm talking about a specific person that I have to deal with on a daily basis.
Well, I hope he or she knows who they are.
I think
they almost... If they don't know, they were almost told this past week in the harshest way possible. So I'm glad I'm still gainfully employed.
Thank goodness for the upbringing.
Yes.
All right.
Glad you kept your composure, baby. Mm-hmm. Glad you kept your composure, bro. So never let them see you sweat.
How about that? So we got to get out of here. It is over. By way of the Most High, this show will make it to your eardrums, and you will like and appreciate and send feedback and all of that good stuff.
Please.
We appreciate you for all that you do. We do understand that your time is very important and it's something that you'll never get back. So thank you so much for sharing it with us, as well as the other crews. I'm your man, Big B. Scotty Love.
Peace and love.
Queenie. We out of here. But, as always, in closing, we like to say...
This one goes out to Lady Rowe. If God woke you up this morning, you can handle the rest of the bullshit.